Tim, four goals again between these two sides, but a very different game to Boxing Day.
Yeah, I mean, it was a bit scrappy, I thought, early on. They made a formation change, went three at the back, and then changed that again at half-time and matched us up and went 4-3-3. I didn't think they caused us any real problems in the first half. There wasn't much in. We got into some really good areas, I felt, and that final ball, again, that little bit of quality, that the calmness between your ears just to pick that final pass at times was lacking. But we, you know, we got our noses in front. And then I think the introduction of Kiwamia, who made a difference to them on the left-hand side, didn't do much going back, but just got himself in a position where they could get the ball to him and counter-attack. And Binham Williams was basically gambling at every single time and charging forward from left back. And we had to make a change out there, you know, well, a couple of changes really, to try and stem that side of the pitch. Nevertheless, again, they equalised, which is what it is. It's a mistake. Things happen. He's been outstanding anyway. Boot's been wonderful for us this season. Think, you know, you are going to make a mistake. And we get our noses in front again with a well-worked corner, which we've scored off a few times this season. And then again, you know, they come back and score an equaliser. So I thought it was a very entertaining second half, quite open, too open for my liking, really. But again, we created a lot of chances and didn't convert. They might argue that they had one or two that they didn't convert, but certainly I remember the ball's like a pinball machine in their box on a number of occasions and we couldn't get the final touch. But listen, we went there on Boxing Day and won. We went to Wrexham and played very, very well and were very unfortunate not to get something. And today I thought second half was entertaining and probably a fair draw.
Yeah, I can't argue with that really. As you say, Kiwamia did make a difference when he came in at half time. Do you feel that you could have and should have been more than 1-0 up at the break, though?
But, as I say, I thought we got in some really good positions in the final decision-making process or final technical pass or whatever you want to call it, or just was lacking, you know. And it's all about final balls and final decisions when you're in that business area of the pitch and, you know, the top player. When you look at our goal, for example, Jamie Osborne, who I thought was different class, goes forward, ghosts past two or three. It's a wonderful ball into Jermaine, and Jermaine hits it with the outside of his right foot and smashes it in the bottom corner. It's a great pass, a great finish, and that's the quality I'm on about. So quite a few occasions I thought we got into the thing, where into the box or round the box. It's just that final ball where, you know, you pop it to a teammate and he's in a killer position to finish the attack off, and it didn't just we didn't pick the right option at times. The second half, you know, I thought, you know, set plays, we looked at a massive threat and we were getting the ball to ground, and it's hard to see, there's that many bodies from where I'm stood, but the ball's getting barked and ricocheting and we're having chances to put it away and didn't take them. But listen, that's how it goes sometimes.
Yeah.
Whether on other occasions, we played far worse than that and won, you know. So
I guess it was always going to be a different game to Boxing Day, with Martin Allen going and John Pemberton probably want to put his own stamp on things. So you were expecting probably a different game.
Yeah, definitely. When you look at Chesterfield's roster, their squad list, I mean, I haven't been funny. It's fantastic.
Yeah, Marc-Antoine Fortuné. Well,
I haven't been funny. I mean, at times he showed glimpses of a player that's played way, way above this level. And quite what's been happening, I ain't bothered really, I don't care. But he's come back into the fray today and looked as though he had a real, you know, a quality about him. But, you know, I look at my squad as well and I think we've got a quality about us. And I thought we passed up one or two chances to finish them off today. I felt if we could have, obviously their equaliser was, whatever it was, a mistake. And then we're ahead again and I thought if we can just get one more, we might be able to, you know, they might crumble, but we didn't manage to get that killer touch. But listen, 12 months ago, we'd have torn your hand off for a point against a club of their stature, and we took four off them in a week or so. So we've got to be pleased with that and keep the scoreboard ticking over.
Yeah, just as a final point, as you mentioned, 12 months ago, I mean, going into New Year's Day, you were bottom of the table, 12 points adrift at Christmas. So just what a fantastic 2018 this football club had, and hopefully it's the start of something special.
Well, possibly. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt whatsoever in terms of the history. So we know that 12 months been incredible. incredible. And if we can replicate the second half in terms of a points return that we had in the second half of last season, then we're going to comfortably finish in the top five or six, without a shadow of a doubt. But that's a lot easier said than done. You know, as I've said before, and I've said to the lads, you know, the higher you climb, the clearer you can be seen. You know, people, we're not a surprise anymore. You know, people know, and people are setting their stall out to stop us. Before, it was just rock up and I will beat these. And that's not the case anymore. You know, gone are the days where little Sully Hull could get bullied off the pitch by big, strong lads. That's gone now. It's gone. It's consigned to the past. And we've got lads who can stand up for themselves and can cause other teams major threat. You know, four or five of the Wrexham lads came off, not spoke to me, Gary Wilde, and said, "You're the best team we've played." You know, and they're at the top end of the league. So we're doing something right, but we want to keep improving. You know, I'm not here to stand still and say, "Oh yeah, well done, let's all pat ourselves on the back because we've had a good 2018. Let's have a good 2019 as well. You know, let's get to get north of 50 points and get safe, and then we can reassess. But at the moment, we've got a good thing going, and you know, let's try and hang on to that and improve on it as well.
Appreciate that, Tim. Thank you.